So it's widely known that the land of Israel was divided amongst 12 tribes. But the tribe of Levi, Shevet Levi, doesn't get a portion of Eretz Yisrael. And that's because Levi is dedicated to the divine service of Hashem. The tribe of Yosef is divided in two, Menashe and Ephraim. That's the way it was. When Mashiach comes, things are going to be very different. The Gemara in Bava Basra, on page Kuf Chav Beis, 122 side A, says, Tanya, we learned, Asida Eretz Yisrael shetischalik l'shloisha asar shvatim. The land of Israel will be divided amongst 13 tribes. The Gemara later on explains that Chalukah Shalom Haza is not like Chalukah Shalom Haba. The division of Israel in today's day and age is not like the future division, a clear reference to the coming of Mashiach. In Olam Hazeh, says the Gemara, a person who has a stelovon, a grain field, doesn't have an orchard. A person who got an orchard didn't get a stelovon, a grain field. La'olam haba, when Mashiach comes, ein lecha kol echad v'echad she'ein le'bahor uva'shvelo uva'emek. There's nobody amongst the Jewish people who will not be able to count in his parcel of land both hill, valley, and even ravine. And how do we know this? She'ne'emar, because it says sha'ar ruvein echad. Here, the Gemara quotes the prophecies of Ezekiel, Yecheskel HaNavi. In chapter 48, verse 31, he speaks about the city of Yerushalayim. The city of Yerushalayim, which is owned by all of the Jewish people. And there are unique gates for each tribe. This is a representation of how the whole land is divided, the Mefarshim explain. So when Mashiach comes, there'll be Sha'arim Shleshasar. There'll be 13 gates. There'll be a Shar, a gate for Reuven, for Yehuda, and a Shar Levi. This indicates that the 13 tribes will include both Ephraim, Menashe, and Levi. But one moment. The Gemara comes back and says, the 13th portion, who will it go to? And the Gemara responds, it will go to the Nasi. It will go to the leader of the Jewish people, to Mashiach. However, as the Yad Ramah and other Mefarshim point out, the truth is that the tribe of Yosef will only get one portion. We know that because in the very next verse in the prophecies of Yecheskel, it says, V'sha'ar Yosef Echad. And so, 13 portions or territories in the future land of Israel, one will go to Mashiach, 12 will be divided amongst the 12 tribes, and that will include Shevet Levi as well. Why Shevet Levi will get land in the future will be talked about in our next episode.